Todd, let's take a moment. We're here in Washington, D.C. for the National Pork Producer Council Fall Legislative Conference. Pretty good delegation of Ohio producers on this trip.
That's right, Dave. We've got about 16 producers that have come to D.C. to talk to the legislators about all the important issues that are on our plate in the pork industry, and we've got a great delegation and looking forward to a lot of visits with our members over the next couple days here.
Highlight, if you would, some of the issues that you're talking with these legislators about.
There are several issues that we're talking about. First and foremost, feed availability is probably front and center of most producers' minds. We're coming into harvest, and unfortunately this has been a really tough year, and so although there's a lot of unknowns about exactly how the crop will be as far as quantity and quality, we know that we're in record high prices right now, and that will certainly weigh in on the profitability of the pork industry throughout the year.
Ethanol was a topic that you had an opportunity to discuss with Congressman Jordan.
That's right, and I think most producers who are farmers, obviously, either raise grain themselves and or the livestock, and we're a free market industry, so we certainly don't want to begrudge anyone for promoting their product, to generate demand for their product. And ethanol is certainly one of those industries that is a great avenue for the corn industry. And but I guess it makes it more of a demand for the input that is fairly limited this year with the dry weather conditions that we've had. So it makes us somewhat competing against a pretty limited resource, which makes it pretty tough for all parties involved, really.
Is antibiotics one of the issues that you're spending some time talking about?
Antibiotics have been on the mind of many legislators for quite some time. We in animal agriculture use antibiotics for treating animals and keeping them healthy. It makes them more efficient in their production. And so to produce a safe, wholesome, economical food supply, that is one tool in our toolbox that we like to use. We use them judiciously, and so we certainly want to encourage legislators to keep that in mind, that we use the antibiotics judiciously. And so any discussions about the limited use of those products, we really want them to guard that, because we don't have health care programs to pay for these things. It's an input cost, so we don't want to just use something that we don't need, because we actually pay for that input if we need it.
How important is it for pork producers to be here in Washington?
It's extremely important for pork producers to be here. We have some spouses that come, and legislators want to hear from their constituents and really put a face to the operation, and it's a family business in many times, and so it's important for legislators to really get connected with the faces and the people and the families that are involved in the industry of raising pork.